Racing News podcast. My name's Steve Rowell, editor of roadracingnews.co.uk, and as usual I'm joined by my dad, Steve Rowell.
Hello everybody, hope you're all well.
Right, well, for this podcast we thought we'd talk about our memories from the Ulster Grand Prix. Over recent years we've been to the last few in 2018 and 2019, and it was an amazing first trip when we got there, wasn't it, in 2018?
Yeah, it was for us a trip of a lifetime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Never been before. Down the years I've meant to go, then I am, then I've meant to go, then I am. You know, I know you're all saying, well, you should have made the effort and you should have gone. Well, yeah, should have, could have, would have. But anyway, we've been and done it, and we went, and it was everything we expected, plus. Yeah.
It was a great ferry journey, and once we got there, to find the place where we were staying, that was interesting. What I was saying, we had some interesting travelling experiences, didn't we?
Yeah, well, where we were staying was in an annex to a house, wasn't it? And it was off the...
Near the old Temple 100 course.
Yeah, which we didn't know that until somebody local told us. So really, that was quite interesting in itself. But anyway, this blooming house, it was like in the middle of nowhere, and I mean in the middle of nowhere, through this long, windy lane, yeah, one of the blooming great edges. Anyway, we eventually got there, and the people who had the house, very, very nice people.
Very nice people.
And where we stayed.
Nice place.
And it was a nice place. And then, of course, after getting over that, I'm trying to find that, then we had to find our way from there to Dundrod, which you'll all be going, well, in far from there. Well, maybe in for you guys, but we had quite interesting, and I got stuck in blooming...
Was we in Lisbon, weren't we?
No, we got through Lisbon. We got stuck in Belfast, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we was going round and round and asked loads and loads of people, and it was very, 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 very patiently, because obviously you've got the lingo, because there's my accent and then obviously the Irish accent, and but we got there eventually. But when we got there, it was worth it. And so it was everything that I expected. Super fast track. Super fast.
Amazing. So I remember when we first got to Dundrod, to the circuit, I was like, oh, I'm finally here after all these years wanting to get here. So it was brilliant. So first year there we saw Dean Harrison win, Adam McLean won a Super Twin race, Conor Cummins got his second Ulster Grand Prix win. Also unofficially, they didn't unofficially, set an unofficial, yes, unofficial we should say, Superbike qualifying record he did, of lapping 134 mile an hour. And obviously the following year, Peter Rickman, dominant, 7 wins, lap records just faultless.
Yeah, and at the end of each race, most of the races I saw him come in, so I could try and get a picky if I could get one, and he didn't seem tired at all, and he just had his smile on his face like he does, and he just does it, doesn't he? He just produces the goods all the time.
I know it's an easy saying to say this, but he made it look easy, didn't he? But yeah. When it's not easy, then that's the art of it.
That's it. Yeah. Definitely. So definitely a chip off the old block with his dad.
His dad, Dave. Yeah.
You know, his dad was a competent racer, wasn't he? Dave Hickman. Yeah, remember Dave Hickman racing.
And obviously in 2019 as well, we saw some fantastic Super Twin battles between the likes of Paul Jordan, Joe Laughlin, Christine Elkin.
Yeah, well, but the good thing with that was we had some old heads racing with young heads.
Yeah, obviously Ian Lockridge and Michael Sweeney,
dragging each other.
Jamie Coward, we should mention, was always involved in the race, you know.
Yeah, Jamie Coward. Yeah, well, Jamie Coward. But all the road races, most of them say, obviously they all like the TT, but. Majority of racers, they just love the fast flow of the Ulster.
But it's a mega circuit.
It is a great circuit, yeah.
So that P. Rickman's lap record at 136.4 plus, I mean, fastest road race circuit in the world. Obviously, I know the people out there will say, oh, Barry Sheen top speed at Spa.
But that was a Grand Prix. It's the Ulster Grand Prix, I know that. But we're on about on the roads. And Spa was a road circuit, I suppose, but that was then, and this is now.
This is now, yeah.
You know, there's a massive, massive, great differential between when Sheeny did that and when Peter did what he did. We're talking nearly, what, nearly 40 years?
40 plus years.
Yeah, so there's a massive difference. I mean, the technology on the bikes, as everybody knows, it's just cataclysmic, the difference, isn't it? Just look at the technology that's in the tyres now.
I mean, the telemetry, the setup, the shock absorbers, suspension.
Tyres is unbelievable, the difference in the tyres.
And one of my other favourite memories from the Ulster as well is every time before the race they played the start, the Road Sandstorm song, get you all G'd up, and it was really good for the atmosphere. Yeah.
And Noel Johnson there with his fighting thing before they went off. And of course, the good... what happens with the two waves go off, isn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Same as it is at the Northwest. They have two waves go off. Yeah. And of course, got some great sponsors.
Including Around a Pound, obviously, Gerard Rice, and we wish Gerard well. He's had an incident recently. And
you was telling me, Stevie, last week that Gerard's had an offer or something or whatever, and is in hospital at the moment. Anyway, wish you all the best, mate. Hope you get well soon, and hope everything's all well with your good lady and your family and everything. Hope to see you soon.
I could also say to Stephen, and Steve, should we say. on to the second topic, the news this week. Well, Armoury's been cancelled, unfortunately. Hopefully there'll be soon an announcement from Smith's Racing. I think it's about a new colour scheme or a new sponsor, I'm not too sure. Dean Harrison's for definite back with Silicon Engineering team for 2021. And it looks like there's light at the end of the tunnel for Norton. They've got a brand new tie up with the Indian motorcycling giant TVS.
Yeah, that's good news. I mean, the Royal Enfield, famous name, that's still built in India, as far as I know. And a lot of motorcycles, people ride motorcycles in India, as everybody knows that as well. Right? But it's good to see that Norton's been sold up after the absolute mess that we had. I just hope that now that sale's been made and there's going to be some money coming into the arena, that the guys that are owed money, or even more so a motorcycle that they put their life savings into, will come to fruition and they get something. That's my main concern.
Agreed. Also, we had this. Thanks again to everybody taking part in the Manx GP Top 6 series. We're 110 plus now, so
thanks
to everybody.
Yeah, well done to everybody.
And,
and well done to you, Stevie.
Thank you.
Because without you, it wouldn't be happening. And you work relentlessly to do what you do. And big thanks to all the riders and teams that have answered the questions. But you know, without yourself compiling it all, putting it all together, and of course, putting photographs up on the web. Of course, we've got to mention Nick
Wheeler, Mark Corlett, Rob Neal, yourself,
Tommy Vennard,
Bale McCoy, my good friend.
Bale McCoy, yeah.
Loads of others. If I haven't mentioned you, I apologise. You may remember in last week's podcast, I mentioned about I'll be signed to relay some old 10 question challenges that we did a few years back. Well, the first one I thought I'd relay was with Josh Brooks, 2017 Senior Classic TT winner, 2015 British Superbike Champion, World Supersport winner.
Yeah, all-round good guy.
His answers to the questions back in 2018, I can't remember when I asked him the questions, but his answers to the questions 2 years ago were favourite national roads meet in the TT, his favourite racing bike, he's raced himself, the R1 Yamaha, and not raced, the 94 NSR 500 Honda. So I assume that NSR 500 linked to the likes of Mick Doohan and Darrell Beattie.
Yeah, two-stroke, yeah.
Best part about road racing, being able to compete at a TT on the mountain course. Question four, TT Northwest Ulster GP. Majority of racers said the TT, and Josh was no different. Most respected racing rival, John McGuinness. Best roads moment thus far, setting the fastest newcomer record on his debut on the mountain course at the TT in 2013. And with regards, is the one place or country in the world where you'd like to see a roads meeting held? He said the Mount Panorama Circuit, Bathurst, obviously Bathurst 1000, iconic circuit. He used to have the Australian TT there.
Dave Bo said that as well.
Yes, David Jobson. Rhodes here, he said a bit of a jokey answer here, did George Formby.
I think he said George Formby because the majority of the riders don't say one specific rider. They have respect for every single competitor.
Yes, they do,
I noticed that, well, you do it yourself, obviously, more than me, the older one. I think, really, that's why Josh said that. But saying that, he was having his photograph taken with his good lady in the TT paddock, wasn't he, with the guy who looks like George Formby.
With the Shuttleworth,
yeah. But he really looks the part he does, yeah. So, yeah.
And the final few questions, Superbike, and pole position, the fastest lap. And the majority of racers did say fastest lap.
Yeah.
Right, well, on to the, it's 10 years since Mark Miller took the TT0 on us for the motor system, and, you know, American rider winning on an American bike, and should pay tribute as well to the late, great Michael Sisk.
Yes, yeah. It was, sadly, we lost him too soon to that horrible C thing. And he put a lot into that, and that was a big achievement. That,
yeah,
you know, all American.
Yeah. I always remember when seeing the Motor Assist bike the first time, I think on DVD or picture in the paddock. It did look like something like the Transformers. It was futuristic. It was cold, really. You could say for electric bike or something. Electric bikes is cold, but it was an amazing achievement. American rider winning on an American bike. Hasn't been done since. And it's 12 years since James Hillier first competed. It's 12 years since James Hillier first competed at the TT races. In 2008, obviously, James has since gone on to claim 14 podiums, I believe. 2013 lightweight TT.
Yeah, right? He's been the Brad's made quite a lot, hasn't he?
Yes, but he's an established top rider, and
he's and of course it wouldn't have been on the.
They'd have been on BMWs.
They'd have been on BMWs for OMG.
Rich Energy OMG alongside David Johnson.
So, yeah, so hopefully that'll transfer. Well,
hopefully
over into
2021.
Next year. Yeah,
hopefully. But six newcomers in the same year as James included Jamie Robinson, former 250 Grand Prix winner.
Yeah.
And Alessio Corradia went on to become a top 20 finisher at the TT.
He did.
Well, finally, now a quiz question. Now, last week I asked what year did Brian Farquhar first compete on the mountain course. It was 1999. And in that same year, he won the newcomers senior race.
Yeah.
And then the following year, he won the senior Manx Grand Prix. Both times, I believe, for the McAdoo team.
McAdoo, yeah. McAdoo racing team. Of course, McAdoo, they're a family team orientated. And they've run loads and loads of riders down the decades, haven't they?
Loads. I think
the farmers. Farmers, I think. Anyway. Don't make no difference.
But I remember one of the first road racing purses I ever got was Brian Farquhar on the McAdoo Kawasaki, and it was at Scarborough, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I always remember that. My quiz question this week for the band puzzler is, so the last 9 senior Manx Grand Prix winners have been Triumph mounted. Can you name them? So again, it might be hard, it might be easy.
It's only hard if you don't know the answer, isn't it?
But all left to say is everybody keep safe, keep positive, put positive vibes going. Yeah.
And if any of you guys out there are ex-Manx Grand Prix or current Manx Grand Prix racers and you haven't done the questions, Stevie's question challenge, please drop him a line. Or anybody who's listening who knows ex-Manx Grand Prix or current Manx Grand Prix competitor who hadn't done the 6 question challenge, give them a buzz and get them to drop Stevie a line, and it'll only take you 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's no
10
problem.
Minutes, much appreciated.
So thanks again to Steve.
Yeah, thanks again to Stevie for all your super knowledge and information and compiling all the podcasts, because all I do is I just sit here and drivel. As Stevie says, keep positive, everybody. Yeah. Racing will come back, and stay safe. See you next week.
See you next week. This has been the Road Racing News Podcast.